The 13th parak deals with shchutei chutz, and as we'll see, there are actually three different isurim involved here. If somebody does shchita on a korban outside the azara, or somebody does ha'alah, puts it on a mizbeach outside the azara, and third, which we'll see towards the end of the parak, if somebody does zrika of the blood of a korban but outside the azara. So we're going to start out with Mishnah Aleph talking about the first two of those isurim, two separate psukim talking about shchita b'chutz and ha'alah, which we'll also call hakrava, putting on the mizbeach b'chutz outside of the azara. So Mishnah Aleph says as follows: hashochet v'hama'ale b'chutz. If somebody does both of these acts, it's talking about he did it b'shogeg, did it by mistake, not intentional, and he did the shchit outside the azara, and he also did the ha'alah on tamizbeach outside the azara. Chayev ala shchita v'chayev ala aliyah. They're two separate isurim, and he's chayev on each of them. He's going to have to bring a separate korban chatas on each. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Shachat Bifnim v'hela b'chutz chayev. Rabbi Yossi agrees that when you did the shchita, in that situation, you did the shchita inside the azara, and then you took it out, and you did the halah b'chutz, then you're going to be chayev on the second isur, on the halah or the hakrava outside. However, where he doesn't agree with the Tanakh, is shachat b'chutz v'hela b'chutz, in a situation that you did the shchita and the halah b'chutz, both of those, there he says it's potter. You're not going to be chayav on the second iser. You're going to be chayav on the shchita b'chutz, but not the second iser of halah b'chutz. Why not? Sheloha ela b'chutz ela davar pasul. Because when you did the halah, you were doing the halah, putting it on the mizbeach, something that was pasul, because the shchita was done outside, not inside. And accordingly, you're going to only have a chiyuv on the shchita b'chutz, but not the halah b'chutz. In other words, his view is that you're only going to be chayav on the second iser if you put something that is kosher to be brought inside on the mizbeach, then you're going to, and you do it outside, that's when you're going to be chayev on halah. But otherwise, if you put something kosher on the mizbeach, like it was shechted outside, you're not going to be chayev on the halah. Amru lo, but the chachamim say back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, af ha-shochet bifnim u'ma'ale b'chutz, but even in the situation that you do the shechita inside the azara, and you do the ha'alah, the hakrava outside the azara, which you said you're going to be chayev on the halah, in that situation also, that's not something that would be kosher to be brought inside. Kevo shu'asi ha'psaloa. As soon as you brought it out, you made it pasul. This is the iser of yotze. When you take something that was kosher outside of the azor, it automatically makes it pasul. So what Chachamim are saying is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you said that if you do the shchita inside and then you take the that animal out and you do the halah b'chutz, that's when you're going to be chayv on the halah. But even that is considered a psul also. And according to you, you shouldn't be chayav on that. According to us, you should be chayav on that. Mishnah Beis, we're going to see a similar machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. However, it's not going to be about shchutei chutz. Tamei sha'achal. If we have somebody who's tamei, he's not allowed to eat something that is kodesh, something that is a korban, for example, meat of a korban. Bein kodesh tamei, bein kodesh tachor, chayav. Whether he eats something that is tamei or whether he eats something that is not tamei, it doesn't matter, because the person who is eating it is tamei, there is going to be a chiyuv. Chayav here means that if the person does it intentionally, he's chayav karas, and he does it not intentionally, he's going to be chayav to bring a korban. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, tamei sha'achal tahor chayav. The situation when you have somebody who is tamei eating something that is tahor, that's kodesh, that is chayav, but I disagree. V'tamei sha'achal tamei pater. However, if you have somebody who's tamei who is eating something tamei, that is not going to be a situation that he's going to be chayav either karis or a korban. He's going to be over a lav and he's going to receive malkus, but not, it's not going to be a chayav, a chiyuv when it comes to the karis and the korban. Why not? Shelo achal el davar tamei, because we have somebody who's tamei, he's eating it, yes, correct, but he's eating something that's tamei, and that is not going to be a chiyuv. Amru lo, but Chachamim say back, even in that situation, av tamei sha'achal tahor, when we have, according to you, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that when you have somebody who's tamei, that's eating is a tahor, that's when you say you're chayav. But if you have somebody who's tamei eating tamei, then he's not chayav. But even in your situation where you do agree that you're chayav, the tamei eating something that's tahor, once that tamei person touches that tahor, that hektes, that shahar kevan shenagaba tim ahu, he makes it tamei. So even in the situation where you say chayav, he is in in fact eating something that is tame. So the same thing should be that when somebody has something that's tame, that somebody else made it tame. So we have a tame eating something that's tame, whether he was matame it or somebody else, it's going to be a chaya, it's going to be a chiyuv, it's going to be kares or a korban. And another point here, how, when you have somebody who's tahor, the tahor sha'achal tame, somebody who's tahor who eats something that is hekdesh, and it is tame, in that situation, it's going to be potter from the kares and the korban. There is only going to be malchus. It's a lav. It's a malchus, but it's not the kares and korban. She'enu chayev ela tumas agub, because the only time that somebody is going to have a chiyuv, in other words, it's going to be kares and a korban, is the person himself is tame. That's tumas agub. But not if he is tahor. Mishnah Gimel gets back to Mishnah Aleph, where we said there are two separate Yisurim. There's Shechita Bachutz and also Ha'alah Bachutz. Chomer B'Shechita Min Ba'aliyah U'Ba'aliyah Mishchita. Sometimes we're going to be stricter when it comes to the guidelines of what is Shechita when you're chayav for a Shechita, and sometimes we're going to be stricter when it comes to the second Isra of a Ha'aliyah, putting it onto the Mizbeach outside. And it goes as follows. We'll explain. Chomer B'Shechita. When are we going to be stricter when it comes to the Shechita? Sha'ashochet Lehed Yod Chayav. Somebody does the shechita outside the azara, and his intention is to use it for personal use. He's going to eat it. That is still chiyuv. That's still the iser of hakrava b'chutz, of shechita b'chutz. Excuse me. So that's still the iser of shechita b'chutz. But if somebody does the second action, which typically would violate the second prohibition of hava'allah b'chutz, that's the hakrava, putting on in the mizbeach b'chutz, but he does it lahedya to show cover to somebody, for example, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to be potter. That's not going to be the iser. And chomer ba'aliyah, when are we stricter when it comes to the second iser of putting something on the izbeach relative to doing the shechita outside of the azora? Shnaim sha'achzu besakin v'shachtu p'turim. If on the first act, if two people together did the shechita outside the azora, they did the shechita together, holding the knife together, that's going to be potter. It's two people doing it. It's only a chiyuv when one person does it. On the other hand, when it comes to the second action and the second iser of putting the korban onto the mizbeach, the hakrava, achazu be'ever ve'elu, if we have two people together that put a limb onto the mizbeach, that is going to be chayavin, that is going to indeed be the iser of aha Allah abachut. Now we're going to talk about somebody who b'shogeg is doing the iser of hala'a, it's a korban, but he's doing it b'chutz, so that's the iser, but he does it limb by limb, and the machlokas we're about to see is, are you chayav on each and every limb, or are you only chayav once you put the entire animal? So when you put one limb and two limbs, you're not going to be chayav until the whole animal is up there. And indeed, this is a machlokas, how do you darshan the pasuk, lasos aso la'ashem, talking about shchutei chutz, is lasos to make it for Hashem, is the it talking about there's an iser of every limb, or only once the entire animal has been put on the mizbeach? So the Mishnah says as follows, he'ala, you put limb by limb by limb. So the Tana, the Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon says, on each and every limb, there's an independent chiyuv, and each is b'shogeg, so each is going to be requiring its own korban chatas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Eino chayav ala achas, there's only one chiyuv, once the entire animal is put up, that is when you have to bring the korban. Ve'eino chayav ad she'yaleh l'rosh ha'mizbeach. Now, we've been assuming now that the second iser of ha'alah, or ha'krava b'chutz, is only if you put it on a mizbeach, and in fact, the Tana Kama says that the chiyuv is when you put the item that is hektesh, could have been a korban, inside the azara, and you put it on a structure that is like on a mizbeach, and you put it outside the azara, that is when you have a chiyuv. But if you would put it on a stone, for example, and burn it, that's not going to be chayav. That's not going to be ha'ala b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says, afilu ha'ala al ha'sela or al ha'evin chayav, even if you put it on rock, on a stone, this is like manoach in the Navi, that is going to be chayav as well for ha'ala b'chutz. Mishnah Dalet, echad kodshim kasherim ve'echad kodshim psulim. The same thing applies whether we have kodshim, that is, in other words, a korban that is kosher to be put on the mizbeach inside the azara, or even if you have kodshim, a korban that is psul, it should not have been put onto the mizbeach. However, it was the type of psul, shaya psulan b'kodesh, that the psul happened inside the azara. This harks back to Perek Tes, where we said that there are a couple categories of if something is pasul. There are those that im alu lo yerdu, if indeed it was pasul, and the pasul happening in the azara, for example, a pigul. That happened while you were doing the korban, and you put that on the mizbeach. You shouldn't have, but you did. We say im alu yerdu, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it off of the mizbeach once it would it was already put there. However, there are types that imalu yerdu. There are types of sulim that if they were put up on the mizbeach by mistake, you have to call it off. So now we're saying that here, echad, once again, at the beginning of the Mishnah, echad kachim ksherim vechad kachim sulim shayub sulam b'kodesh. Whether we have a korban that would have been kosher inside, but it was done outside, or it would have been pasul inside, but it fell in the category, the first category of im alu lo yerdu, we wouldn't have pulled it off the mizbeach, the hikrivan bachutz, and you did the second action, you did the hakrav outside, you put it onto a mizbeach, or a mizbeach-like structure, or a stone, or a rock, depending on the opinion, that is going to be chayav, that is going to be the iser of hala bachutz. Continuing, Hamala Kazayis min Ha'ola Umin Ha'emorim Bachutz Chayav. The whole issue here is if you put a Kazayis outside, according to this Tana, what happens if we have a Korbanola? So you put a Kazayis of a combination of the meat and the Emorim together onto the Mizbeach outside. That is going to be Chayav. In other words, even though you have, for example, half a Kazayis of meat and half a Kazayis of Emorim, as long as it combines to a Kazayis, and they would have all been put on the Mizbeach, because both the meat and the Emorim of a Korban all is put on the Mizbeach, that is going to be Chayav. Now we're going to talk about non-animal Karbanos. We've been talking about animal Karbanos, and the Chiyuvim of Shchut Echutz and Halam Bachutz. How about if we have non-animal Korbanos? So we're going to talk about, for example, HaKomets. That is the Korban Mincha, where you take the Kemitza and you put the Kemitza amount, the few fingers worth, onto the Mizbeach inside. That's where it should have been done. Or Halavona, that is brought with a Korban Mincha. V'HaKetores, the incense, Minchas Kohanim. When you have a Mincha of a Kohen, the entire thing is burned on the Mizbeach. You don't take off a Kemitza, you don't just burn a Kemitza. Or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, if you have the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, that is brought, the entire thing is burnt on the Mizbeach, Minchas Nesachim, and you have a Korban Mincha that's brought with a Korban, with an animal. Shehikriv me'achad men kazayis bachutz chayav. If you brought in any of those, this is the Shita of the Tanakama, from any of those, even just a kazayis that was done outside the Azara, that is going to be the chiyuv of ha'ala'a bachutz. Rabbi Elazar Poter, at sheikra yakriv et kulam. Rabbi Elazar is of the view that you're only chayav once you bring the entire thing on the Mizbeach outside. The Rabbi Elazar's view is that you need to bring outside in order to be chayev what you would have brought inside. And in order to have a kosher korban of any of these on the inside, we would have had to bring the entire amount. So too, Rabbi Elazar is of the view, it's not enough if you bring a kazayis outside, you have to bring the entire amount outside in order to be chayev on halah b'chutz. Continuing, even according to Rabbi Elazar, v'chulen shikrivan bifnim v'shir b'hen kazayis, the krivan b'chutz chayev. Even with all of these, that we said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're only going to be chayev if you put the entire amount on the Mizbeach outside, but if you brought most of these korbanos, most of these items inside, but you left one kazayit over and you brought that, you did the hakrav of Allah outside, that is going to be chayev as well, because the bottom line is, although you brought part inside and part outside, but the whole thing was brought, and the second kazayit, the rest of it to complete the korban, was done outside. And in this situation that we're about to read, the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Elazar. V'chulan shechasru kol shehen v'ikrivan bachutz pater. If you have any of these korbanos, the minchas, etc., but it wasn't an amount that would be kosher if you brought it inside. So it was missing some of it. That's what it means. V'chulan shechasru kol shehen. There was some of it missing, and if you brought it inside, it wouldn't have been kosher, but you brought it outside, it is going to be potter, because it would not have been valid inside. You're not going to be chayav anala bachutz either. Mishnehe, hamakriv kodshim ve'emurehim bachutz chayav. Somebody is makriv on a mizbeach outside of the Azorah, and he brought together both meat and emurim. And typically, this would be the type of korban that you only burn the emurim on the mizbeach, on the inside, and not the meat. The meat would be eaten. However, he brought even the meat on the outside, so we would think to say that the meat is a chatzitza surrounding the emurim, so he's not going to be chayev on doing the hakrav of the emurim on the mizbeach. This is coming to teach us that indeed the meat does not act as a chatzitza, it's a min b'mino, then accordingly you are going to be chayev on the emurim for ha'ala'a b'chutz. Mincha shelo nikmitza, mincha, korban mincha is going to be a little bit different. We're talking about the standard korban mincha that you have to take off the kemitza, and you put the kemitza, if you were inside, and you should have been inside, and you put the kemitza onto the mizbeach, and the rest of it is eaten by the Kohanim. So in our situation that we're bachutz, the person is doing the isur bachutz. However, mincha shalaniktzot, if you put the entire mincha up on tamizbeach outside the azara v'hikriva bachutz, but you did it outside, this is going to be a situation of potter. And the reason is because if you did that on the inside, you didn't take off the kamitza, you just burned all the flour together, that would not be a korban, a kosher korban mincha. Accordingly, when you do the same thing outside, it's not going to be a kosher korban mincha. On the other hand, kmatza, if you did take off the kamitza, the chazar kumtza letocha v'ikriva bachutz, and the kamitza that you took off, that shouldn't have been burnt on the mizbeach inside, it fell back into the rest of the flour, and now you have a combination, and that was burnt outside, that is going to be chayav. The reason is because once it was separated and then it was rejoined, even if you brought it on the inside, b'yedievid, it would have been kosher. Accordingly, if it's brought outside, that is going to be the chiyuv of ha'alah b'chutz. Mishnah Vav, hakomitz v'halavona. These are two components that are brought with a korban mincha. And in fact, you have to bring both of them in order to permit the kohanim to eat the rest of the flour. So the komitz is the small amount that's taking off, that is put on the mizbeach. V'halavona, shehikriv es echad mehem b'chutz chayav. According to the Tanakhama, if you bring either one of them, either the kamitza, and you put that on the mizbeach outside, or the lavona, either one of them is going to be a chiyuv havala hakrav bachutz. Rabbi Elazar poter atchi akriv es hasheni. Rabbi Elazar is of the view, this is similar to, or the same sheet that they had in Mishnah Dalet, you're only going to be chayav when you bring the second one, not the first one. Why? Because both of them are necessary in order to permit to be matir the kohanim to eat the flour. So they both go together. They're both necessary. Had you brought it on the inside, you need each of them, both of them, to permit the kohanim to have the flour. Accordingly, you're only going to be chayav when you bring both the komates and the lavona outside. Echad bifnim, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, would say echad bifnim v'echad b'chutz. If you brought one of them inside on the mizbeach properly, and then you brought the second one out, then you are indeed going to be chayav, because this is the second one that you're bringing outside. Now we're going to see a very similar, or the same concept, and the same machlokas, shnei bezichei lavona. There are two spoonfuls of the lavona. Both of these are necessary to permit the kohanim to eat the lechem upon him. So you have shnei bezichei lavona, sheikri v'ta echad mehem b'chutz, and you brought one of them outside. The Tana Kama says, as he did before, it's going to be chayiv, even though you brought only one component, but you brought it b'chutz, it's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Elazar potar, shiakri v'sasheni. Rabbi Elazar is consistent as well. He says you're only going to be chayiv arlah b'chutz when you bring both of them. The second one, you have to bring both of them, one and two, outside in order to be chayiv, because both of them are necessary in order to be maktir the lechem apanim to the kohanim for eating. Echad bifni v'echad b'chutz chayv. However, Rabbi Elazar says, agree, that if you brought the first one on the inside and the second one thereafter on the outside, that's bringing all of it. That is the second matir that would permit the kohanim to have the lechem apanim. Accordingly, he's going to say chayv on that. Continuing, hazorek miktsas damim b'chutz chayav. If somebody does part of the zrika, you have to have a zrika. You have a korban that's done on the inside, and you have to do a zrika with the blood. What happens if you did only one of the zrikas, but the first zrika you did it outside for that korban? That is going to be chayav as well. So here we have the concept that we said that we have a chiyuv. As we mentioned at the beginning, there's a chiyuv for shchita b'chutz, there's a chiyuv for halah b'chutz, and now there's also a chiyuv for zrika b'chutz. And the reason is, even if you do only one of the zrikas, and more would be necessary on the inside, we have this sheet, and this is even according to Rabbi Eliezer, that because one zrika will validate a korban, that would be sufficient to be chayev when it's done outside. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, "Af amenasach mechag bechag b'chutz chayev." You had the water prepared to do the nisuch hamayim on Sukkos, and somebody brought it outside of the azara instead of inside the azara. That is also a chiyuv havala b'chutz. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, "Shiarei adam shikrivam b'chutz chayev." Rabbi Nechemya is of the view that if you have the blood from a chatas apnimis, that there's a halacha, as we talked about, that the chatas apnimis, the zrika, is done on the mizbeach inside the heichal, and then the balance of the blood is poured on the yasod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Mizbeach in the Azara. And we saw a Tana in Ezu Mekoman that said that if you didn't do this pouring out on the outer Mizbeach, that there's not going to be a problem, it's not going to be Me'akev. However, Rebbe Nechemia disagrees with that. He's of the view that the pouring out of the balance of the blood on the Mizbeach outside is Me'akev. It wouldn't be a kosher Zrika, wouldn't be a kosher Korban. Accordingly, Rebbe Nechemia, based on that, he says, Shiarei Adam, Shikrivan Bachos, if you have that leftover blood from Achatas Apnimis and you brought it outside, even just the leftover blood, not doing a Zrika, that is going to be Chayav as well. Mishnah Zion, now we are going to talk about Ha'ala'a Bachutz, but we're going to talk about specifically a Korban Ha'of. We talked about regular Korbanos animals, and we talked about non-animal Korbanos, like the Korban Mincha. Now we're going to talk about if we have a bird offering, and this needs a little bit background. Korban Ha'of is different in that when you bring a bird as an offering inside the Azara, you do Melika, not Shechita. Melika has to be done inside the Azara. So a couple important points. When it comes to Melika, Melika that is done inside the Azara, that's what's necessary for a bird. But if you do a Melika outside the Azara, that is just killing the animal. That is just mutilating it. But that has no validity because the concept of Melika only exists inside the Azara, not outside the Azara. When it comes to Shechita, we're going to see the reverse. If you do the Shechita on a bird inside the Azara, it has no validity. You need to bring a bird offering with Melika, not Shechita. On the other hand, when you do a Shechita on a bird outside, based on a Pasuk, that Shechita is valid. So that is going to be important. We're going to see now in Mishnah Zion, we're going to start off with four different scenarios. The first two talking about when you do the Melika. We'll talk about Melika inside and Melika outside the Azara, and we'll talk then about Shechita. Shechita that's done inside and Shechita that's done outside as follows. Hamolek Esa'of. Scenario number one. Somebody does Melika on that bird offering Bifnim. That's what he should have been doing. However, Vehela Bachus, and he did the Hala outside the Azara, he is going to be Chayav on that Ha'ala'a. That is going to be a Chiyuv Hala'a Bachutz because he had a kosher animal, he had a kosher bird. Melika was done inside, Hala was done outside. That is a Chiyuv of Hala'a Bachutz. Second scenario, Malak Bachutz. However, if he did the Melika not inside but outside and then Vala'a Bachutz and he put it onto Mizbeach outside, he's going to be Potter on the Hala'a as well. Why is that? Because the Shechita, as we mentioned, there's the Melika outside the Azara is simply maiming the animal. It's just simply taking off the head. It makes it an avela. So that is not the concept that when you have a halah bachutz of a puzzle animal like that, that is not going to be chayav. So there's not going to be a chayav on either one. The melika bachutz, you're not going to be chayav on because there's no validity melika bachutz. And also the halah, you're simply putting a mangled bird onto a mizbeach. It's going to be patra on that as well. Third scenario, we're going to talk about shechita, shechita bifnim and shechita bachutz. Hashochet et ha'of bifnim, if somebody did the shechita on the bird inside the azara, v'hala bachutz, and thereafterward he put it onto a mizbeach outside the azara, that is going to be patur as well. There's going to be no chiv because the shechita was done inside and there's no validity to a shechita on an oaf that's done in the Azara. And accordingly, he's putting on a bird that has no validity outside, so he's going to be patur. He's going to be patur on that as well. On the other hand, fourth scenario, when he did shachat bachutz lala bachutz, if he did the shechita outside, as we mentioned, based on the pasuk that there is validity to shechita of hekdesh on a bird that is done outside, and he did the halah bachutz, then he's going to be chayav on each of them. He's going to be chayav on the shechita, and he's going to be chayav on the halah. Now we're going to recap what's going on here. Nimsa. Bottom line is we have a crisscross between melika and shechita. Nimsa, when we're talking about the melika, derech hechshero mibifnim, the way that you become hechshero means that the way that you're chayav inside, the way that you chayav outside, you're going to be turo bachutz, you're going to be potter outside. When what means is, when it comes to melika, inside you're chayav when you do melika on the inside and then take the bird and do the halah outside. But you're going to be potter if you do the melika on the outside because there's no validity to melika on the outside. When it comes to the shechita, it's going to be the reverse. Derech hechshero bachutz, the way that you are hechshero means that you're chayav outside because you're chayav when you do the shechita on the bird outside. That is going to be turo bifnim. You are going to be patur when you do that shechita on the bird on the inside. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayavino. Actually, before we do Rabbi Shimon, the Bar Tanura brings the Gemara that says that there's actually text that's missing here. Chasuri mechzor v'hachi katani. So we'll read it out of the Bar Tanura. V'chein hashochet behema balayla. Now talking not about birds, but about animal offerings. And here, the Tanakhama says that Hashochet Beima Balayla, if you do shechita of an animal, not a bird, but an animal, at night, but you did it bifnim. You did it inside the Azara, but the problem was a shechita on an animal at night is not kosher. And you took that non-kosher animal, because the shechita was done at night, and you brought it outside of the Azara, and you did the Hala'a b'chutz. That is going to be putter. Why? It's putter because you're simply putting a carcass outside. If the shechita wasn't kosher on the inside, so you're putting an unkosher animal on a mizbeach outside of the Azara, you're going to be putter. On the other hand, continues the missing text. However, aval im shachat balayla b'chutz, if you did the shechita at night, but it was done outside, so it was outside at night, it's a kosher shechita. And in that situation, because it's a kosher shechita, when you put it, if somebody puts it onto the mizbeach outside, that is indeed going to be a chiyuv on both. You're going to be chaya both on the shechita and on the halah outside. So on that, Rabbi Shimon, we're back in our Mishnah now. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shechayavim ala b'chutz, anything that you can have a chiyuv on outside. In other words, that's the second scenario when you did the shechita outside and you did the halah outside and you were chayav on both of them. Even the Tanakhama agreed to that. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama and says you're going to be chayav as well. Chayavim al kiyotze bo bifnim shelo b'chutz. You're also going to be chayav in the same situation, but you did the shechita inside and the halah outside. Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell us that just like you're chayav when you did the shechita outside at night, outside the Azor, you're chayav on the shechita and you're also chayav on the halah, you're also going to be chayav when you did the shechita on the inside at night, and then you brought that out. You're going to be chayav on both when you're talking about an animal offering. He says, with the exception here, chutz min ha-shochet, if we go back to our third scenario in our Mishnah, when we're talking about the bird offering, not the animal offering, when chutz min ha-shochet bifnim ma'ale b'chutz, that's the exception, when somebody did the shechita of a bird inside, and he did the halah outside, a third scenario, in that situation, Rabbi Shimon would agree that you're not going to be chayav, but you are going to be putter, because that concept of shechita for a bird does not exist inside the Azara. Accordingly, you're not going to be chayav on the shechita, and you're also not going to be chayav on the halah b'chutz. Mishnah Ches, we're going to talk now about zrika b'chutz. Again, we mentioned the three Asurim, shechita b'chutz, halah b'chutz, and now we're going to get into detail on the zrika b'chutz. Mishnah Ches says as follows, hachatas, we're talking about hachatas apnimis, shekibel dama b'kos echad. You did the Kabbalah correctly into one kli shares. It was done inside, no problem, things are looking good. However, then things went off track. Nasan b'chutz, v'chazar v'nasa bifnim. That entire bowl of blood is kosher to be used for the zrika. So what the person did is he started doing the zrika outside and he continued from the same bowl of blood and he did the zrika on the same animal inside. Or if he did the reverse, bifnim v'chazar v'nasan b'chutz. Or if he reversed the order, he started the zrika on the inside and then he did the zrika on the outside from the same bowl of blood. That is going to be chayv either way. Why are you going to be chayv either way? Shekula ra'i lavo bifnim. Because the Kabbalah was in the same bowl of blood and he did some of the zrika from it and some of it was outside. We don't care if you did the zrika first inside or the zrika first outside. All of that blood was kosher for the zrika had it been done inside. Accordingly, if you use any of that blood as a zrika on the outside, that is going to be chayev av zrika b'chutz. Next situation is going to get more complicated. We have a situation here that the Kabbalah, kibel dama b'shnei kosas. The Kabbalah was not done into one kli sharis, but it was done into two different kli sharis, two different cups, two different bowls, and either one of them could be used to do the zrika. Now we're going to see four situations, four scenarios. Number one, nasan shneim bifnim potter. If you did the zrika of both of those bowls on the inside, no problem whatsoever. There's no isurim done. You did a good job. Shneihem b'chutz. If you did both of them, you took both of those bowls that both had the blood, and either of them are kosher to do the zrika, and you use both of them outside the azara, you're going to be chayev on each of them, because each of them were roi to have the zrika done on the inside. So that's situation number two. Situation number one is you'd use them both on the inside, no problem. You use them both on the outside for zrika, you're chayev on each of them. And now we're going to divide up. Scenario number three is you did echad bifnim, ve'echad b'chutz pater. If you did one of them on the inside first, so you first did one bowl on the inside and then you did the second bowl on the outside, you're going to be pater on the second one. You're not going to be chayev for zrika b'chutz. Why? Because once you did the first one, on the inside, you had a kosher zrika that invalidates the second one. So when you bring the second one outside and do the zrika outside, you're going to be potter. That's not going to be zrika bachutz. On the other hand, scenario number four, echad bachutz vechad bifnim. If you took one of the bowls out and you did the zrika with that bowl first on the outside, and only thereafter did you do the second bowl, the zrika, on the inside of the azora, then you're going to be chayev al achitzon, that chitzon, the one that you did first on the outside, that is going to be a chayev, that's rika b'chutz v'apnimi mechaper, but the fact that you did this rika on that one first on the outside will not invalidate the second bowl. So when you do this rika with the second bowl on the inside, that is going to be a kapara, it's going to be a kosher zrika. And what is the similar lema hadavar doma, the situation that we have this one korban chatas, and we did the kabbalah in two separate bowls, and we had these four scenarios. So we're going to see the same four scenarios that it applies to lemafrish chatas. So somebody who is mafrish a korban chatas, he did a sin. He has to bring a korban chatas. He separated his chatas. He designated his chatas ve'avda. He lost it. V'hifrish acheres tachta. And he brought a second chatas. He separated his second chatas. V'acharkach nimtzeis harishona. And this first one was found. V'areishtein omdos. And he has both of these korban chatas in front of them. Either one of them could be used. Just like either one of the bowls could be used for the zrika in our situation before. Either one of these korban chatas can be used. We're going to have the same four scenarios here with these two chatas. Shachat shteyem bivnim. If he brought both of them on the inside, potter. He shouldn't have brought the second one, but the fact that he brought both of them inside, they were both on inside, so there's no iser of hakrav bachutz or halaba shchita bachutz or halaba bachutz or zrika bachutz. He did both of them in the inside. That's situation number one. However, situation number two, shachat shteyem bachutz chayav. If he did the shchita on both of them outside, because either of them were valid to be used on the inside to get rid of his korban of his chatas, of his sin, and he did them both on the outside, he's going to chayev, be chayev on each of them. And situation number three, achas bifni v'achad b'chutz. If he did the first one inside and he did the second korban chatas outside, potter, he's going to be potter on the second one because the second one is nitcha. Once he brought the first one inside, that will invalidate the second one. He could not have used the second one on the inside. And accordingly, when he brings it on the outside, he's going to be potter on that. And situation number four, we reverse the order. Achas b'chutz v'achas bifnim. If he brought the first korban chatas on the outside of the azara and thereafter he brought the second one inside the azara, chayev alechitzon is going to be chayev. He did shchita on the second one outside the azara, but vapnimis mechaper, still he's going to be able to use the second one for a valid korban chatas on the inside, because the fact that he did the first one outside will not invalidate the second one. The second one can still be used. And now we're going back to the situation to complete the perek when we had two korban chatas done on the inside. He had one sin, two korban chatas, and he brought one, and then he has the other one. There's a halacha that when you have a korban chatas, and then you actually had two korban chatas for the same sin, and you use one, then the second one has to be let to die. It can't be used as a second korban chatas. Kishem shedama poter es bisara. So just like when you bring the fourth korban chatas on the inside, when you do the zrika is the matir that enables the kohanim to eat the meat, and that takes it out from being a chayav of me'il, if somebody would personally benefit from the meat of that korban chatas. So once you do the zrika, there's no longer an isra of me'il, and the kohanim can eat that meat. So too, that second korban chatas that has to be let to die, kachupat poter es besar chaverta. So too, when you do the zrika on that first korban chatas, that will also remove that second korban chatas that has to be let to die from the isra of me'ila. So indeed, if somebody would benefit from it personally, there would not be a chiyuv on the isra me'ila.